Hey, this is Shasta Averyhart, professional golfer and JSU alum, and you're listening to Tiger Talk with the 1400 Club. I believe, do you?
Tiger fans, welcome to episode 81 of the official Tiger Talk with the 1400 Club podcast, bringing you all the latest news, updates, and buzz surrounding your mighty JSU Tigers. I am the Corey C. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast to be notified of every new episode. Apple Podcast users, rate and review the show, and everyone, follow Tiger Talk with the 1400 Club on Facebook and Tiger Talk 1400 on Twitter. It all helps the cause, which is the I love, Jackson State University. Hosting the show with me today is Greg. What's going on, Greg?
Hey, I'm good. Good. Glad to be here.
All right, man. Your third appearance on Tiger Talk. How you feeling?
I'm feeling real good. Just happy to be on Tiger Talk.
Hey, man. Always happy to have one of the founding members of the 1400 Club, man. So welcome back.
Thank you.
All right. And we have a special show today. This is a topic that the Tiger fans have been talking about for a while now, especially since the hiring of Coach Prime. There's been rumors and chatter. So now we can finally lay all those rumors to bed and we can get the facts from the man who has the answers. He is the Assistant Athletic Director of Internal Operations for your Jackson State University Athletics. We're talking about Mr. Troy Johnson. How's it going, Troy?
Man, good, Corey, man. How y'all doing? Greg, good to talk to you guys again.
Hey, great to have you on.
Always, man. This is your second appearance, man. That first show, we had a blast. I know Greg was on that show as well, and we had some great feedback from the fans. Just definitely hearing from you. A lot of times they don't get to hear from you. I know that Greg talks to you often. I talk to you, but the average fan, they're not familiar with you. So to hear your voice and kind of find out what you do day to day and the huge impact that you have on the program was definitely something that they were glad to hear. So I know they're looking forward to hearing this show as well.
Man, I just appreciate you guys reaching out and putting me on this platform. It's been great. The first episode, I got a bunch of comments and texts from the Tiger faithful. So I'm looking forward to how this one goes over, and hopefully we can put some good content together, man, and give some information to the Tiger faithful.
No doubt about it. I'm sure we will. So let's get right to it. Big news coming out of Jackson State Athletics, and we joke about this on the podcast with my regular co-host, Chuck, and of course, Neely. We talk about how there's always something. There's always something to talk about, always something to record about. And off air, Troy and I were kind of talking about how many episodes we've been releasing, and it's just based on the content that's coming. And there's no difference. Some big news, again, that the Tiger fans have been waiting on for a while, and it's Under Armour. We can finally talk about it. And I know that, since that Deion Sanders hiring, fans have been wondering if we would switch over to Under Armour due to Coach Prime's relationship with Under Armour. So, Troy, what can you tell us about where this stands?
Well, I'm excited to announce, I guess, another one of the most unkept secrets in the most recent days with Jackson State Athletics, man, is we will be starting a partnership with Under Armour. Per AD Robinson, he has secured all of the paperwork in the final stages of that stuff of being finalized as we speak. So we will be moving from the Nike brand over to Under Armour, man. And it's an exciting time in the department, exciting time for the fan base of JSU and Tiger faithful, man. So we're looking forward to this newfound relationship between Jackson State Athletics and Under Armour.
So Under Armour is known for having a variety of styles and patterns. So what can Tiger fans expect from Under Armour this upcoming football season?
Greg, that's a good question, man. And Under Armour has been known throughout the industry as being one of the top providers for clothing and uniforms. And it won't be any different dealing with Tiger, with the Tiger faithful and what we wear. We plan to build on tradition as we blaze new trails, and that's going to go along with our uniforms as well, too. We're going to have a classic JSU look that I think all the Tiger fans will be excited about. And then we're going to dabble a little bit and kind of move towards some new things that's kind of trendy with the student athlete to kind of bring us up to date as to where we are in 2020 and 2021.
Now, Troy, speaking on that, building on traditions and blazing new trails, you mentioned that classic pattern, which is important for that Jack State fan base, something that they're familiar with. So how important was that, or is that, to you guys in terms of having something that they're familiar with it and kind of, you know, looking at that history and that tradition?
It was big. One of the first conversations I had with Coach Prime, you know, he brought it to the forefront that he wanted to kind of take a stab back into the day, you know, back into the glory days of Jackson State football and Jackson State athletics, you know, especially now with the recent passing of Coach Gordon and us getting ready to embark on 110 years of football at Jackson State. We wanted to make sure that we did our due diligence in researching and finding those looks that were iconic and those ones that the Tigers won a whole bunch of games while wearing. So moving forward, you will, you know, I don't want to let the cat out of the bag, but let's just say stripes will play a big part in some of the looks that we have coming up.
Gotcha.
Okay, so what impact will the change have on your department?
It's going to have a big impact, Greg. I think from a positive standpoint, the impact is going to be tremendous because of the amount of exposure that we'll get from Under Armour. From a financial standpoint, it's going to help us because we're going to not have to spend a whole lot of money out of our budget because of, you know, some of the things that we're going to be afforded with the contract with Under Armour, not just from a football standpoint, but from across the board. You know, all of our athletic teams, as well as our auxiliary areas like an equipment area or a sports medicine area, and our administration team as well, too. You start to see the benefits of that starting in, you know, in February when we kick off this football season. But as February transitions and we get into July and into the fall season, you know, it'll show a major impact on the department and how the relationship between the two entities will benefit all parties involved.
You know, Troy, one of the things that the fans will want to know is the timeline for this transition. So is the change effective immediately, and will it be across all sports, or, you know, what's that transition process like?
Well, because of scheduling and timetables, as far as trying to turn things around, we will use football as the catapult to get us started. So come 2021, the spring of 2021, football will be the first athletic program that will don the UA brand. And then come July, when we get into the new fiscal year, we will phase everyone else in from our volleyballs and soccers and men's and women's basketball and so forth and so on. So to start the year off, football will unleash the UA brand on February 21st, you know, when we take on Edward Waters at the Vet. And what a better day, what a off on 2/21. And if anybody, you know, if anybody out there is familiar with numbers and Coach Prime, you know, he wore 2 in college and he was, you know, 21 throughout his professional career. So why not start it off on 2/21?
Absolutely.
Okay, so Troy, I know we've talked off the record about the challenges, but can you please elaborate on how can you guys effectively do this in a matter of months?
Well, Greg, it's going to take some organization and it's going to take some teamwork, both from our end, from the athletic department side, and from, you know, our partners at Under Armour. I can honestly say that the last month and a half, the conversations have been great. And they understand the timeline. They understand what it takes to get this done. And so everybody has been working together to try to make sure that we are all on the same page moving forward. The thing about, you know, change is there's going to be some hiccups. You know, you're going to run into some hurdles along the way. But as long as there's communication between, you know, all parties involved, I think we'll get the best out of it. Like, you know, let's use for an example, you know, when this first happened, I think our first conversation with Under Armour was probably 24 to 48 hours after the press conference of Coach Prime. And, you know, the main part of that conversation was to introduce, you know, the different people that's going to be able to move and shake and make things happen. But it was also like, hey, get us the information. Get us what you typically do. You know, get us what you would normally order for a football season. Let's look at that. Let's kind of transition, you know, getting your mind wrapped around the UA terminology compared to your previous brand's terminology. You know, let's get in your hands some samples. You know, let's send you some things that you can feel, you can touch, you can kind of put, you know, your eyes on, your hands on, so that we can make sure that outside of all of the variety of things that they have to offer, we get you guys exactly what it is that you want and what you need. So I think the transition part, man, is going to be I wouldn't say easy, but it's going to be somewhat seamless because of the organization from their part and then us doing our due diligence on our end to make sure that we get everything accomplished that we need to get accomplished over the next couple of weeks and the next couple of months.
Makes sense, man. So, Troy, I know you were previously on the show. We were talking about our previous partnership, and we talked about you guys were going through a third party rather than going directly through that partner. So will this be any different? Will you go directly through UA? And if so, what will be the differences and, I guess, the advantages of doing so?
And, you know, when we was on that call the last time, I didn't foresee all of this coming down the road. But, you know, the crazy part about it was I think I talked about, you know, wanting to have a direct partnership with one of the big three brands. You know what I mean?
You did.
And
yeah.
And now a couple months. Since that episode, you know, now we're sitting here and we're looking dead in the face with a direct deal with Under Armour. And so I don't know whether, you know, I don't know whether me talking about it kind of brought it to life or what the deal was, but we were able to get to that point. So to answer your question, man, it's going to be a direct deal. You know, we're going to go directly to Under Armour for all of our needs and all of our wants. And I think that's going to be big. That's going to help us across all different types of platforms, because you don't find a program of our stature that can be 100% direct. You know, there is one company out there, I won't say a name, that typically does direct deals with everybody that they get involved with. But for us, you know, with this Under Armour thing, I got friends in the business that's Under Armour and that's been Under Armour for a little while, and they may be direct through three sports or direct through four sports and didn't have to go, you know, through a third party for everything else. But this deal, man, is going to be monumental because we're going to go directly to Under Armour, you know, for all of our needs and all of our wants. So I can't, you guys don't understand how that makes me feel as the equipment guy to be able to log on to a website and put in my order and not have to call a third person or somebody like that to check inventory and all of that type stuff. Like I can do that right there at the tip of, you know, at the tip of a hat or right beneath my fingertip. So that part is going to be amazing.
That's awesome, man. I can hear it in your voice. So good job on speaking that into existence.
Exactly.
So, Troy, what's the overall mood of the staff since the change has been made?
Great. That's a good question. You know, and to answer that, I got to give credit to AD Rob. We had a head coach's call a couple weeks ago, right before the introduction to Coach Prime. And AD Rob put it out there to the head coaches that, you know, there was a possibility that there could be a change going on. And what he did throughout that was he met with each coach individually. He explained to the coach, you know, the impact that this will have on our department from a financial standpoint. And once he laid the footprint, you know, out as to how we would attack it, you know, what were some of the pros versus the cons, you know, that sort of thing, it smoothed out all of the doubt, all of the anxiety, the worry, you know, all of those different types of things that, you know, people may think about when you think about change. He did a really good job of smoothing that over before we even got into the negotiation part, the contract part, you know, all of that. So when I came in on the back end, you know, it was already done. you know, he had already smoothed those waters out, you know, kind of repaved the road that might have been bumpy, you know, for us to drive down. And by the time we got to a point where we started having conversations with coaches, everybody was on board. So, you know, again, that's a testament to his leadership and how forth thinking he is and being above and ahead of the curve, you know, all the time to make some things move as smoothly as they do for not only the department, but all of the members of the staff in the department as well.
Great stuff. So this is what I'm wondering, and we've talked about this before, and I know in the past, you've been pretty instrumental and hands-on in terms of the uniform design and wardrobe combinations, like with that Wardrobe Wednesday, for example. I used to look forward to seeing that. So will that change, and how much input do you think Prime will have on that?
Oh, man. I'll tell you like this. Coach Prime is Coach Prime. So the look good, feel good, play good, pay good, that's not just for show. He is all about that. And so I can tell you from September 22nd until November 1st, there's not a week that goes by or 2 or 3 days that goes by that me and Coach Prime don't exchange text messages, phone calls, talking about the look. He is all about how we're going to look, what we're going to look like. So he is very instrumental in, you know, design combinations, all of that type stuff. So if anything that you can think about from a look standpoint, he wants to be involved. And he made it clear in one of our, you know, first conversations that it has nothing to do with micromanaging. It has nothing to do with, you know, someone thinking that you can't do a job, more so than it has to do with he enjoys being a part of how things look and how things, you know, go together. So I look forward to it. Like just today, I got a text message this morning and he was saying, hey, go look at this and tell me what you think about, you know, the combination that they put together here. And I pulled it up and, you know, we exchanged some messages back and forth talking about the look of that particular team that he sent me. So, you know, it goes back again to, if you think back to his playing days, you know, in NFL and in Major League Baseball, some of the things that even athletes today are doing, Coach started that, you know, the multi-sock, you know, wearing the multi-socks on a game day. He kind of was evolutionary in doing that. You know, before that, it was just whatever the sock combination was that the NFL laid out, that's what everybody wore. But then Coach came and he kind of added a second sock here or a third sock there and kind of made it puffy. And, you know, he added the long sleeve under his jersey or the one chin strap hanging down while everything else was kind of snapped up. So he was always instrumental in making things happen from a look standpoint, a uniform standpoint. So it's not going to be any different, you know, once he gets to 1400 J.R. Lynch Street. It's going to, if anything, it's going to enhance it.
Okay. So speaking of Coach Prime's input, he said he wants the team to wear red blazers, navy slacks, red Under Armour shoes for pregame. How much about the tradition and significance of the red at JSU does he know about?
Man, he knows more than everybody thinks. It's a reason why he stayed back after that game in Clarksdale on Friday to attend the funeral of the late great W.C. Gordon. I think the thing that Tiger fans are going to realize about Coach Prime early on is that Coach Prime is not the person that didn't do his homework. He didn't research, you know, the things that he needed to know about Jackson State when he got the job. He had already researched that stuff long before, you know, the job was announced or he was announced at the press conference. He had already did his homework. So that red, he is highly aware of what that red means. I think back to, you know, one of the initial conversations we had when we started the uniform design and discussion, you know, he let it be known to me that, hey, man, I want you to make sure that there's a hint of red in everything that you put on paper from a uniform standpoint. So he's fully aware and understand exactly what that red means. And you got to think outside of the Dallas Cowboys and the Baltimore Ravens, every team that he played for had a little bit of red, and probably the Yankees, but all the rest of them, he wore red. So right. That red is synonymous with, you know, with who he is, and he's big on it. He wants it to be a part of our everyday deal, you know, what we do. So those red blazers, you know, coming down the Tiger Walk, when we're able to have that again, you know, that's going to be huge, and it's going to be big. And it also goes into, you know, something that we were talking about in our first episode is the recruiting piece. You know, I'm not a big fan of red for obvious reasons, but with red with certain things, there is a pop to it. Like it pops and it stands out. And I think that when you're talking about, you know, reaching out to a 17, 18 year old high school kid or a 19, 20 year old junior college kid, you know, and they think about the look and they think about what's popping and what stands out, I think you gotta have it, you know, and I think he understands that as well too. And that's why we're doing some of the things that we're doing. And that's why he went out there and said what the team look is going to be, you know, showing up to the stadium on game day and when we're traveling. So, you know, hats off to him for doing his homework. Hats off to, you know, to the late great WC for instituting that red in the Jackson State culture. And hats off to AD Rob for pushing to bring that red back after it had been gone for so long.
Well, that leads me to my next question. So does that mean that we're going to get a red jersey? You know, how do you think that will go over with the fan base from the feedback that you've gotten so far?
Well, you know, Greg, I haven't gotten any feedback, honestly, because we haven't really released, you know, what our uniform scheme will look like. But I can say this. Let's talk about, you know, let's talk about some iconic programs in the country, right? So if you think, and I'm gonna just use this one as an example because I'm an alumnus, but let's if you think about Clemson's colors are orange and white, and they have a touch of purple, but at least once a year the football program will wear a all purple uniform. At least once a year, you know, men's basketball and women's basketball may come out of the locker room with a purple uniform on. They have those accent colors that they use as accents, but they also use it as a one-off, whether it's to pay tribute to them, whether it is to just, you know, highlight the multitude of colors that the program has. So looking at a Jackson State, you know, like I said earlier, we're going to be classic. We're going to have our classic blue and but we're going to be able to now with this partnership and some of the things that UA offers, we're going to be able to build on, you know, those classic iconic looks, but take it a step further, whether it's a one-off uniform that we wear one time a year, or whether it's a combination piece that we throw in with a blue jersey or a white jersey, you know, whatever that is, I think it only enhances the brand that much more, because at the end of the day, the one thing you don't want to be is you don't want to be vanilla, because when you start to be vanilla, you know, you start to lose some of the attraction that you have for some of those top tier athletes. And let's just be honest. We can't give them some of the things that Alabama can or Clemson can or Auburn can or LSU can. But the one thing we can give them is the look. We can make sure that they look just as good or not better than some of those power five, top five, top 10 programs in the country. So because where we lack in certain things, we can make up for it in others. So I think to go the long way about answering your question, man, I think that even if it is a red uniform and it's just a one-off, you know, to pay tribute to Coach Gordon or to wear it for the WC Gordon Classic or to you know, to have it as an accent on the uniform or as a pant to offset the white jersey on the road or whatever it is, I think it'll be something that'll be well receptive with the fan base and with our alums and with our players. Because at the end of the day, it's all about making the players feel good. And if they can walk into the locker room and they can see something that they don't normally see, you know, on an average Saturday, if they can walk in, you know, to the vet in that locker room on a Saturday and see something in there that's hanging up in their locker that they had no idea that it was going to be there, imagine the amount of excitement that's going to roll through that locker room and then throughout that Tiger and then onto the field on Saturday, that they're going to put forth their best effort. Because we all know, you know, the more you wear things, if you don't have good results, they're going to go on the shelf. So if it's something that they like, they're going to do everything in their power to make sure that they go out and put maximum effort to be able to go out so that they have a chance to wear it again. So I think, man, whether it's red, whether it's gray, whether it's something pink for breast cancer awareness, whatever it is, I think as long as we incorporate the main colors, the blue and the white for the Jackson State Tigers, and we don't go, you know, just way off in left field with a design, I think the things that we're getting ready to do here in the next, you know, 4 to 5 months, man, is gonna be monumental.
So Troy, I know a lot of fans would love to see the red block and the red face mask back on the Jackson State football helmet. Is that possible for, not for the spring, but maybe for the fall 2021?
Great, that's a great question. And I would be remiss if I didn't say this, that right now we are currently working with some university entities to try and get the red block added to our scope of work, for lack of a better term. I think once we're able to, you know, get all the kinks worked out and get that added to the licensing piece and to the style guide and that sort of thing, I don't see why it would be a problem. The one thing that, you know, I think the Tiger faithful need to understand is when you talk about, you know, whether we use it as a one-off or, you know, a couple times a year, or whether we, you know, transition back to the red face mask from the white, you know, the thing that needs to happen to make sure that that can happen is you got to have the hands to be able to put those face masks on and off. And so this is right now, I'm going to go into my church mode to answer this question, but I'm going to make a ploy to all the Tiger faithful that are faithful listeners of Tiger Talk, is that we need student managers to make that happen. No equipment room is great unless you have great student workers that can make it great. And so if we can get, you know, if we can get the students that's coming in to Jackson want to be a part of the student equipment manager program, you know, we can change face masks 4 or 5 times a year if we have the number of kids that we need to make that work. But when you're limited, you know, with student help and limited with the hands that you need to kind of change that stuff over, you know, from week to week, it makes it a little difficult. But I'm not opposed to it. I said when I first got there that anything that can, you know, make our job easier and we can win over the crowd and win over the fans, I'm all for it. And if that's one of the things that Tiger Faithful wants to see, you know, moving forward, I think with, you know, us adding the classic looks that we're going to add in the spring and the fall from a uniform standpoint, I think it's only right that we, you know, that we dive back into that. You know, I think it'll put a, you know, it'll put a smile on the family of Coach Gordon if we can, you know, kind of honor him and do some of the things that he brought to the Jackson faithful, you know, over the next couple months with us playing in the spring and in the fall. So, Greg, I don't see it being a problem. I just say again, man, if we're going to do it, we need help. You know, we need help with from a student standpoint to be able to do it the right way.
All right, man. Great insight, great perspective. And, you know, I'm definitely looking forward to see what you guys have in store. But I have a question for you. I need an answer on this one, man. You know, UA, I'm seeing that they're starting to establish a bigger imprint in the SWAC with this new partnership with Jackson State. Now, that's in addition to there's a school down in Baton Rouge. We don't have to say their name. We'll just say the city. As well as Texas Southern. We can say their name. I don't mind. So, you know, several schools now with that UA partnership, that UA brand. Are there any concerns on your end or in your department about there being maybe too much, I guess, uniform resemblance between the three schools? Because we definitely can't look like one of those schools. There's no way we come out looking like them. But are there any, you know, again, concerns about that? Or is that just pretty standard amongst the various brands that have multiple teams in one conference?
You know, to answer that, man, it is kind of standard to have multiple, you know, multiple schools in your conference in one brand. I think that kind of goes without saying, especially with it only really being three big major brands, you know, from an apparel side. But there ain't gonna be no resemblance. And gotcha. And I'll stand on the table 10 out of 10 times and say that I have a great relationship with the equipment guy down there at that other school in Baton Rouge. And I called him when this was getting ready to go down the pike. And I told him, I said, look, man, I said, this ain't gonna have no bearing on our relationship. I still love you to death. I said, but just know, don't be upset when we are now the feature Under Armour school in the SWAG. It's no longer gonna be about you guys. I love you, but it ain't going to be about you guys no more. We are taking that and we're going to put it at the top of the SWAC where we're getting ready to head back to where we belong. You know, there's a reason. There's a reason why companies like an Under Armour, you know, will come to a Jackson State and take them, you know, direct. You know what I'm saying? It's reasons for that. And so there could be some similarities, you know, it's probably like a footwear piece or, you know, something like that. But when it comes to gear and it comes to clothing and the things that we're going to wear on a day-to-day basis and that sort of thing, nah, man, we're not trying to resemble either one of those other two schools in the league that's Under Armour. For that matter, we're not trying to emulate anybody that is a FCS or a mid-major FBS program that's Under Armour. We're trying to do this thing totally different. I mean, from the looks that our coaches will wear on the sideline, you know, to what we'll wear, you know, team-wise, you know, all of the different things that we're about to embark on, it's not going to be any similarities. And so the Tiger fan base definitely don't need to worry about us looking like other members of the SWAC that's Under Armour. But you can, I'll bet my paycheck and my job that we won't look like them guys down the road.
Gotcha. I appreciate that, man. Now, Troy, you mentioned earlier Coach Prime's famous saying, if you look good, you feel good. If you feel good, you play good. If you play good, they pay good. So in your own words, in Troy's own words, how will the Tigers look?
Corey, let's say this. If you take the last part of Coach Prime saying, if you play good, they pay good. Let's just say, based on how the Tigers will look starting February 21st, 2021, we're going to get paid real well.
Mic drop. There you have it. Nothing else to add to that.
So, Troy,
we'll get paid real well.
So, Troy, what are you personally most excited about with this change to Under Armour? And with Deion, for that matter, with Coach Prime?
Man, I'm excited about just doing something new. Change is good, right? Everybody loves change. Everybody welcomes change, all of that. But I get like a kid on Christmas, man, when I'm able to sit at a computer and I can put some designs together, I can bounce it back and forth off Coach Prime. We can finally get to a, you know, a point where we agree on what it is. And Now it's just the anticipation. It's the looking forward to those boxes coming in and you tearing those boxes open and seeing your creation actually come to life. That's what I'm most excited about right now, man. It's like, even though I'm trying to slow time down so that we can make sure we do everything that we're supposed to do before the guys come back in January and we get this thing kicked off, I can't wait, man, to get those boxes in, to bust those boxes open, to see that creation, to see those new uniforms, to put it on a mannequin and fully dress that mannequin head to toe and see how that helmet hits off of that uniform and what different sock color combinations we're going to put together. Man, and just the ability to be able to stand alongside and work alongside the greatest, you know, defensive back and arguably the greatest football player to play the game, I know, in my lifetime. You know what I mean? And I say that wholeheartedly. My godfather is a Hall of Famer. You know, my godfather's Harry Carson. He won Super Bowls with the Giants and has a gold jacket, but to be able to stand in the room and hold conversations or look at my phone and see that I have Coach Prime's number saved in my phone, you know, that's exciting in itself. Like my mom, you know, to drop her a line real quick, she has been blowing me up ever since Coach got hired to say, hey, I haven't got my picture yet. This is not like, you know, he's not just passing through Jackson and I happen to be there when he passes through. Like, we're going to be working together for a long time to come. So you're going to have plenty of opportunities to get a picture, but I'm not just about to walk up, you know, and take a picture with the guy. But, you know, it's exciting, man. I mean, like, it really is. Like, can really say that they've worked for or worked with a Hall of Famer, you know, of that stature, of that caliber. It's not too many people that can say that, you know what I mean? And so the excitement level of the newness of the whole deal, of getting the new uniforms, busting open the boxes and looking at all of that stuff. And then, you know, to add to that, to turn to your left on game day or turn to your right and see one of the GOATs, you know, right there standing beside you, I think, man, it's wholeheartedly one of the most exciting times of my 38 years of living, man. So I'm super excited.
You hit the nail on the head, man. You said the key word, excitement. I think there's excitement all around, obviously, with Coach Prime coming in, but also just looking forward to these uniforms and, you know, everything that you guys are going to be putting together as well. I'm definitely excited about that. But something that you said stood out. I want to go back to it real quick. You said it a couple of times. You said you can't wait to bust those boxes open. And that brought me back to something that I saw last week. It was a post on the JSU equipment staff social media, and it was about a delivery. It was like this mysterious delivery at Jackson State from a company called CoachCom LLC. So you know me, I'm on the website trying to figure out who they are and what could have been in this. Can you let us inside that box? Let us know what's going on.
Man, yeah, I would love to. You know, we are constantly trying to give our coaches and our staff the tools that they need to be successful. And one thing in the program that we were lacking this past year, and maybe the year before I got here, I don't really know, but I know while I was here, the one thing that we were lacking was quality communication from a coach's standpoint, you know, sideline communication. And so one of the things that we put on our bullet, you know, list for this upcoming season was to secure a new headset system. And that's what that delivery was. That delivery from CoachCom was the X system. And the X system is the best headset system out there right now that everybody is using. If you look on TV on Saturdays, 95% of the guys that you watch on Saturday, they have that X system on their sideline. And we just joined that family. Now, I would love to say that we were the first in the SWAC to join, but we wasn't. But the thing about, you know, the thing about us is we're going to always go over and beyond. So that's why you saw, you know, the red box and that sort of thing, you know, kind of going back to some of that, using some of that red to make things pop. You know, we could have easily got the cart wrapped in, you know, JSU blue with, you know, with white trim and that sort of thing. But it may get lost in the sauce when you pull it out on the sideline and you got, you know, everything else blue and white on the sideline and it kind of blends in. So we wanted to be able to stand out and make something pop and make sure that people see it. So we decided to go with that red wrap. But what it is, man, it's just the best headset system in the country right now. You know, it's going to give us the capability of having wireless headsets and belt packs on the sideline. But in case of any, you know, unforeseen circumstances where anything may go awry, it gives us the opportunity to be able to back that system up with a wired portion of that system as well, too. It gives us the capability of adding multiple coaches on the sideline and in the press box. You know, as staff grows and the NC2A gives you more leniency as to how many people you can have in the press box and how many people you can have on the sideline and that sort of thing, we have the ultimate capability of adding as many coaches and players, for that matter. If you have a, you know, a quarterback that needs to listen so they can send signals in or whatever, we have the capability of being able to add as many people as we need to with that system, man. And thanks to our friends at CSpire for kind of helping us secure that. And if you look closely in those pictures, you'll see the CSpire logo on that system as well. And you'll see the CSpire logo on our headsets, you know, once the season starts. So, you know, thanks to those guys over there at CSpire for their great partnership and them, you know, doing their part to make sure that we could secure some communication devices and make sure that we're able to talk, you know, and communicate and get those plays up and down from the press box to the sideline. So it's a very exciting time, man. I was very excited. I actually went to the stadium yesterday just to play with it. Like I said, I'm like a kid in the candy store, man. Kid on Christmas, you know, I get new toys and I can't wait to turn it on and see it light up and, you know, do all the things that it affords us the ability to be able to do.
All right, Troy, as usual, man, you have come on the show and dropped some huge nuggets. We appreciate it. And we're going to let you go, man. But one more thing we got to touch on before we do let you go, because the last time we had you on the show, you gave us some insightful input on the differences between Power Five conference schools and HBCUs when it comes to being able to recruit the elite level prospects. Now, Coach Prime hasn't made it a secret that he's going after that type of talent. We've seen tons of offers already go out and even a couple of commitments, even though Coach Prime isn't even officially the head coach yet. We've also seen the unveiling of phase one of the facilities upgrades, which should have a huge impact on recruiting. So how much do you think JSU has closed the gap on being able to compete with those bigger schools on the recruiting trail since the last time we spoke because of these big moves?
That's a great question. And if you think back to, you know, my answer to your question the last time I was on, you know, I said then that there are, you know, a few HBCUs that can handle that type of kid. And I said Jackson State was one of them. And this has shown over the last couple of weeks and the last couple of months that we are in a position to where we can handle those kids. You know, you look at releasing phase one of the facility upgrades and things of that nature, and then still, you know, with us still having some more to release, you know, it kind of shows that we are positioning ourselves to be able to land those kids, and not only land them, but to keep them and keep them happy while we got them here. You know, Coach Prime and him adding staff that he's putting together and all of those type things, they're going to take care of itself. But if you remember, I said that we need to have things where they can spend their day to day to be able to not mirror, but give them as close to the experience that they get at those other schools. So now look at what's been released in the last couple of weeks and the last couple of months since we talked. You got the Tiger Center, where our student athletes can go to get academic help and study hall. It's second to none. You got the facilities phase one release that happened with the upgrades to the AAC, both men's and women's basketball locker room and lounge, the practice field. surf and getting the canopy over top of it. Like those things right there just shows you the direction that we're going, and it can only go up from there. Once you put in, you know, you put in those renderings and show everybody what's going to happen with the football facility over in the Walter Payton. And then when AD comes back and add a couple more little nuggets, I'm not going to steal his thunder, but add a couple more nuggets that he's doing and he's thinking about right now, man, it's just going to, it's going to enhance and it's going to help, you know, those four or five star athletes realize that, hey, I can make a home at Jackson State in Jackson, Mississippi, and not miss a whole lot of what I would miss if I didn't go here and I stayed at a Power Five with PWI.
Well said. Troy, been a pleasure, man. I told you the first time we could have you on the show every day. I know you got a more important job to do, but anytime you want to come back on, just let me know.
Man, I appreciate you guys. I appreciate everything you do for Jackson State and Jackson State Athletics, man. And anytime you guys need, you know, you need me, I'm just a phone call away.
All right.
Thanks, Troy.
And that'll do it for episode 81 of Tiger Talk with the 1400 Club. Thank you to all of our listeners. And again, be sure to subscribe to the podcast. Apple Podcast listeners, rate and review the show. And everyone, follow Tiger Talk with the 1400 Club on Facebook and Tiger Talk 1400 on Twitter. I can't stress the importance of this enough. We're looking to do some big things with this platform to aid the athletics department, and it all starts with you. Downloading, subscribing, rating, and reviewing the show. And tell every Tiger that you know. We're on all podcast outlets. Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, CastBox, and so on. And we'll be posting each episode on our Facebook and Twitter pages. As always, thanks for your support. Go Tigers! #I believe. #TheILove.